A female darts player forfeits a match after refusing to face a trans player. A bear devours some ducklings during a kid's birthday party at the zoo. And a woman tried to drive through Fenway Park. These are the weird stories on Weird AF News. And it's Wednesday. These are the stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast recorded inside a closet. And that's where I'm at. Want to hear it? That's a closet. This one's got some soundproofing. You hear the soundproofing? And then the regular wall. Just showing you what I got. I got some heavy equipment in here, guys. This is a professional operation. A professional darts player forfeits a match after refusing to face a trans darts player. Got some drama going on in the world of darts, or as we say in Boston, dots. British dots player Detta Hedman has forfeited a match after Detta Hedman refused to play a trans opponent named Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen. Hedman, age 64. Wow, 64 years old, dart champ. Yeah, you can play darts until your 60s and 70s. That's the cool thing about darts. You can play until an advanced age. Yeah, you can't really do that with tennis. That's why people be moving on to pickleball. Hedman, 64 years old, pulled out of what's called the Denmark Open when set to play defending champion, 27-year-old Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen in the quarterfinals. The defending champions, that means Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen won previously. So this is a trans player that's known and I guess is a champion. So other people are clearly agreeing to play the trans person. Let's figure out and try and unpack what's going on here. Although it was initially reported that she had pulled out due to illness, Hedman confirmed on social media that she refused to play Van Leeuwen. She wrote, "No fake illness. I said I wouldn't play a man in a women's event." She goes on to say, "This subject is causing much angst in the sport that I love. People can be whoever they want in life, but I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport." Van Leeuwen went on to lose to Bo Greaves in the semifinals. So Bo was not someone who was against playing a biological born man in the sport of darts. We have here someone named Matthew Porter, who's the chief executive of the Professional Darts Corporation. Matthew previously spoke out in support of the dart player Van Leeuwen, the trans dart player, explaining that she complies with the organization's transgender participation policy. Well, if the organization has a transgender participation policy, then you can't really say much. They should have just a women's only, and I'm sure they do, a women's only dart championship, as they have women's only chess as well. Some women want to play the sport without men. And what's wrong with that? You know? In an interview with Online Darts, this guy Matthew says, "We've got our policy in darts. It's a policy we're very comfortable with. It's here and it's not going away." Now, Hedman's choice to forfeit follows several years of anti-trans campaigners trying to limit or prevent altogether transgender people taking part in professional sports. Sporting bodies, including British Rowing, World Cycling, and Badminton England, have banned trans women from entering women's events. This is a nightmare issue that cultures are having to deal with right now. I've covered it on my show multiple times. I'll just say this about it. Outside of trans issues, I mean, an individual, an athlete doesn't need to justify why they don't want males participating in their group activity if they're a female. You know, I would say the same for males as well. If that's the competition that you prefer and that you feel comfortable in, and it's not just about the level of competition or the level of talent. There are many other reasons why women want to just play with other women in a group. There's many reasons. And that, you know, so if you're asking about, well, what if any is the advantage in the sport of darts between a man and a woman? I mean, that's completely missing the point here. But if you want to get down to the nitty gritty about sports, I mean, I don't think you can deny that in general, men will dominate most sports, and they do, and they have been, which is why it's important to preserve women's only competitions. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. Perhaps you disagree. Call the show 646-450-2012. A bear eats the ducklings during a kid's birthday party at a zoo. Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Zoo saw a brown bear shocking some children and adult visitors alike when the bear dove into a pool and devoured several ducklings in her habitat. This took place at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle on Tuesday. Why are there ducklings in the bear habitat is what I'd like to know. You sort of are setting up some controversy. I mean, this is definitely going to be some fearful ducklings living in a bear habitat. You know, knowing that bears are going to do bear things, like eat the smaller animals. There was video filmed and posted to TikTok showing this bear named Juniper, eyeing the mama duck and her ducklings before plunging into the water and eating some ducklings one after the other. I watched the video. It's not as horrifying as I thought it would be because you can't really see that the bear's eating the ducklings. You see that the bear's eating something, but you can't really tell what it is. But I can imagine if you were present, it would be quite traumatizing for the children. Except for I heard what was, and this is really concerning, I heard that the birthday boy was clapping with glee and asking for more, 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 which so they need to get down to the bottom of what that is. Maybe get a therapist involved. I'm kidding, by the way. For this particular article, they spoke with the mother of the daughter whose birthday party was taking place that day at the zoo. Speaking to the media, the mother said that they had been, of course, excited to see the bears being so active, but quickly realized that this bear had a snack in her sight. She said it was cool to see animals, quote, doing their thing, and stressed that her children were not that traumatized by the incident. Well, I mean, give it a few weeks, honey. It was also not the first such incident at the pond, as a video posted online in 2023 showed a bear chomping on ducklings as several screaming children watched through the same windows as this particular TikTok video. They couldn't verify whether or not it was the same bear. Well, I mean, what are you putting ducklings in the bear exhibit for? Seattle Zoo, are you all right? Like, what is with that? I'm not a zookeeper, and even I know ducklings don't go in the bear exhibit. Other small things that wouldn't go in the bear exhibit. I'm sure we could come up with a few. You know, baby deer, penguins, very small kangaroos, armadillos. Armadillos might be okay. They got armor, so they should be all right. Yeah, you can't put much in a bear exhibit except for other bears. And then when you put their when they're feeding, obviously you put in those sorts of animals that they feed on. This sort of reminds me of the, did you guys ever catch that video of the bear killing the moose at the outdoor wedding along the river? I think it was shot up in Canada. the bride and groom are trying to give their vows, and then you just hear this moose crying as the bear is devouring it right across the river from them. I mean, it's just, that one is pretty horrifying only because of the sound that the moose is making. Oh, I can't get it out of my head. It's bad. It's not for the faint of heart, so don't go searching for that unless you can handle the sound of a moose crying as it's being devoured. All right, just to wrap this thing up, it says, although the children at the birthday party weren't traumatized, it did ruin the spirit of the birthday party. The outing was ruined, apparently. I wonder if they'll be refunded. But just FYI, though, the duck family outing that day also ruined. So, like, let's pour out a little liquor for some ducklings that day. And Seattle Zoo, get your shh together. What's wrong with you?
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Yay! A woman drove through Fenway Park. She tried to park a car at Fenway Park, it seems. The story's out of Boston. I had to do it. It's not the weirdest story, but it involves Fenway Park, one of my favorite places in the world. If you guys aren't familiar, Fenway Park is where the Boston Red Sox play. It is one of the oldest sporting facilities in the entire country. And it's a, It's quite a piece of history, and I'm very proud of it, as most Bostonians are. So we have a story out of Boston. A driver was placed under arrest after she drove through a gate at Fenway Park and crashed into a forklift. That's pretty wild. She drove through the gate and crashed into a forklift. What happened? Was this a Yankee fan? This must be a Yankee fan behind this. Maybe this woman went to Dunkin's and they were all out of crullers. Maybe she went to a Dunkin's for the first time in 10 years and just was totally shocked at what has become of Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is an institution in Boston. It's a staple of Boston lifestyle. It always has been. But the changes that Dunkin's have made recently to sort of be more like a Starbucks, very disappointing, these changes. The interior design, I'm not even a fan of. I think the coffee is totally different as well. I'm not a fan of Dunkin's like I used to. They really tainted what I think was a great thing way back in the day. Do you have Dunkin's in your country? I'd love to know. Where did I just have Dunkin's? Oh, airport in South Korea. They had a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was kind of weird. They had hot dog buns, like little miniature hot dogs wrapped in a bun. Some kind of like pastry thing. Some other weird things too. The Dunkin's in South Korea. That was eye-opening. Anyways, a Red Sox spokesperson said the crash happened near 8:30 a.m. when a car drove off Lansdowne Street into Fenway Park's Gate C. Oh, Gate C, guys. That's the best gate. You know the one. That's where all the home runs go over the fence. The car crashed into a forklift. I love how it's a Boston story that has car and park all over it. The car crashed into a forklift that had been removing staging from a weekend event, according to the spokesperson. What weekend event was it? Was New Kids playing? Was it B Brown, Bobby Brown, and New Edition? I'm trying to think of some other Boston bands. James Taylor from Boston. Aerosmith in Boston. What else? Who else is from Boston? Jay Giles' band was from Boston. I don't think they're alive anymore. Anyways, we have forklift operator Eric Perlmutter. Perlmutter. That's a great last name to say with a Boston accent. Eric Perlmutter said the driver turned into the ballpark's loading dock and headed for center field. Center field, how dare you? Here's a quote from Eric Perlmutter. I literally slammed the back of my forklift against a car and slammed her into the wall. He slammed her into the wall with his forklift. That's amazing, man. This is like a forklift operator's wet dream. His gig will never be as exciting as this. Everyone remain calm. I'm forklift certified. I'll catch this perpetrator. So he said that the driver hit reverse and was trying to get away from a Boston police officer who jumped on his forklift and told him to go get her. How about that? This is total Boston for you, right? You got a Boston police officer who's chasing a car. As she's getting away, he jumps on a forklift and says, go get her, after her. I mean, what city's police officers are going to do that? No. The rest of the world just goes, looks like she's getting away. Or gets on the walkie and calls for backup. Bunch of wusses. This guy's like, get me on that forklift and go get her. Here's a quote from Perlmutter. As she put it in reverse, I slammed the forklift forward like forward gear. Just went and hit her right in the bumper. Just picked her right up about 3.5 feet off the ground. Friggin' awesome. This guy's awesome. This guy's a hero, bro. Perlmutter. Give him free season tickets. Boston police said the driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Yeah, she's lucky. This woman, I don't know. What's the motivation for her being there? That's what I want to know. What happens here? Did she watch the film The Town too many times? Red Sox spokesperson says the driver was also arrested. Yeah, we assume that. You don't got to tell us that. Here's a quote from a witness named Dan Lorendow. Had they not stopped her, she'd be out there doing donuts on the field. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, and you can't have that. Ain't nobody going to be allowed to do donuts on the sacred grounds of Fenway Park center field. Not over my dead body and me and Eric Perlmutter. 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 We have an update. Ooh, it's an update. Massachusetts State Police said the driver was also believed to be involved in a series of other crashes around the city, including an incident at the U.S. Coast Guard station in the North End and a hit-and-run at the entrance of the Ted Williams Tunnel in East Boston, where the driver allegedly hit two vehicles and fled the scene. What is up with this Yankee fan? She's gone crazy. Probably drunk driving like Yankee fans tend to do. Bunch of degenerates, those Yankee fans. No further information was immediately available about the incident at the Coast Guard station, in case you guys are wondering about the Coast Guard station information. No information's available. What about the forklift operator, Perlmutter? Is this guy's going to get a... give him the key to the city, bro. Is he going to get the key to the city? I say you give it to Eric Purple People Eater. Yeah, Eric Purple People Eater, the key to the city. Give it to him, man. Give him unlimited Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, you can't do that now because the donuts suck. They used to be pretty good back in the day. No longer. You can't eat those donuts anyways. Not anymore. It's terrible. They don't even have the donut selection that they used to. That's what I'm saying. They turned the place into a Starbucks. You go in there and they have like a few donuts. They used to have, there was a case behind... behind the register, the whole wall was filled with donuts, man. Now you go in there, that isn't happening. Got like 10, if you're lucky, different flavors. They used to have crullers, all those bow ties. Man, and then they added bagels to all of that. There was a point where they had all of those donuts and a bunch of bagels. And now they probably have more bagels than donuts. Because people are eating healthier now. Pretty soon they're just going to get rid of all the gluten at Dunkin' Donuts. And then what are we dealing with there? Then what's it all going to be at that point? It's not a Dunkin' Donuts. It's not a Dunkin' Donuts if it's not just chock full of gluten to make you fat. And that coffee used to be the bomb. Now, please, please.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like the way you move, boo-doo-boo. I like the way you move. Are you moving, guys? Does the podcast make you want to move? I hope so. Maybe my singing makes you want to move. Do you like to move it, move it? Yeah. Do you have the power?
I got the power.
Yeah, getting kind of hefty. That makes you want to move, right? Let's give some love during the outro. I like this podcast. I could say whatever I want, do whatever I want. Isn't it fun? You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. This guy on YouTube wrote me, this guy's name is Quimby. This is his YouTube user. I'm going to give some shout outs to my YouTube users, man. They're pretty cool. They write good comments too. Quimby wrote, "Well, I think you're funny AF, Jonesy. Thanks for posting on YouTube." Bro, thanks for listening and commenting. I mean, I appreciate that. Hardly anybody writes nice comments like that. So the positivity, Quimby, I really appreciate it. Oh, he writes, he sent me another one. He said, "I've been a subscriber to your podcast for a year and figured it was time to subscribe on YouTube as well." Yes, Quimby, thank you so much for subscribing on YouTube. You guys know I'm available on YouTube. Some of you used to listen to me on Google Podcast, and that is no longer. So maybe you're now listening on the YouTube version of the podcast. So, also, shout out to YouTube user Cigarette Butt Goblin, which is probably one of the cooler YouTube profile names out there. Cigarette Butt Goblin. And the photo is pretty funny, too. It looks like a goblin smoking a cigarette. It's pretty cool. Wow, man. This individual is hilarious, obviously. Cigarette Butt Goblin wrote, "Thank you for helping with my morning anxiety." Oh, you're welcome, Cigarette Butt Goblin. Yeah, helping you with that morning anxiety. Hey, if a cigarette doesn't do it for your butt, listen to Weird AF News. That'll get you going. We'll get you going. Any other YouTubers I got to give a shout out to? Jamar wrote, "I absolutely love your videos. Would you ever do a Weird AF video for Chicago?" I've done some Chicago stories, of course. I mean, you can't go through life without coming across some awesome, weird Chicago news. So I have definitely done some Chicago stories, but I haven't done a full episode on Chicago. It's not my thing here. I'm just kind of doing, you know, we do Florida Fridays and that's about it. But you know, keep listening. There's Chicago stories sprinkled in there as they come up. Also, shout out here. We got another YouTube user, Nikki Garcia. Nikki wrote, first, I want to say I'm a new listener. Love you so much. And then he or she wrote something about Canada's healthcare. Just kind of educating me on Canada's healthcare, which is helpful because I don't know much about Canada's healthcare. We all assume that it's great because it's free, but who knows? You know, you got to experience it firsthand to make a judgment. I have to say, I did accrue some medical bills when I was overseas that I wasn't really planning on, and that was annoying as hell. But the hospital prices in other countries still cheaper than the hospital prices you'll see here, man. You know, really, I mean, significantly cheaper. That's what I told myself at the end of the day. I'm like, well, at least I'm not paying for this in the States right now. At least I'm not paying for it in the States. And that made me feel not so bad about it. Okay, so that's the end of the YouTube shout-outs here. Let's go to, I got a review from someone on Amazon. Only got 2 stars. Oh, no, 2 stars from someone named Ayana Sugarman. Ayana wrote, get rid of the reader and this would be good. Didn't like the reader. The reader? Who calls it a reader? It's a host, you idiot. Is this your first go-round with a podcast?
If they just would get rid of that reader person, whatever that is.
The reader. should I even read her review? Because she's an idiot. The stories are interesting, but they need to replace the super annoying reader. He goes off script and off story, insulting people in their culture as if he's better than them. Reference, episode where a woman in the UK was told Maze dead upon arrival at a hospital. Told Maze? Told M-A-H-E-S? Told Maze? Told was dead. I don't understand what that is. She wrote, this person wrote, his annoyingness, arrogance, and awful mocking makes me want to disable the news from my flash brief. Please disable it. Get out of my life. Don't you ever, ever listen to my podcast again. You're not even welcome. He obviously can't even handle artistic delivery of news. Artistic delivery of news. Is that the best I got? Hey, I never said I was eloquent. Yeah, I'm public school from Boston, baby. Ain't no eloquence over here, man. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, let's give Ayana a small thank you for 2 stars instead of 5. What made you just be so generous? Probably left this review after listening 1 time, I'll bet you. 1 time, as they tend to do. These morons. Just goes off the script. Yeah, goes off the... Hey, you can read it yourself, you dummy. You can have an AI read it for you. What do you think? I'm doing... This is called covering the news, adding commentary to it. This is what you do to make it more colorful. This is like... Anybody can read the shit. These people are so whack, man. So whack. And they always tend to write... reviews. Anyways, if you guys want to help me out, damn it, write a good review on Amazon or Apple Podcasts, or go on, if you're listening on Spotify, just click on all those stars, man. Just give me all those stars. You can't really write a review, but you can click on the stars. That takes a second. Bro, you don't even have to write anything. Just click on the goddamn stars on Spotify. Takes you literally 2 seconds. 2 seconds to click on all those stars. Really? Please do that for me. Thank you. If you want to support the show, because obviously I need pills, go to weirdafnews.com where you can buy me coffee or join the Patreon. And if you want to email me an article, it's funnyjones@gmail.com. And good luck with your life, man. And good luck with your daddy's life.